This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
What is good, world? You have tuned in to another episode of The Double Edge Factor. I am your host, Rod Manuel, and peace and blessings unto you. Before we get going, be sure to like, follow, and hit that subscribe button, because the more positive interactions you put out there, the more they push this podcast to people who've never heard it before, which then allows us to grow and have a greater impact on more people around the world. So do me that favor, and I would really appreciate it. Today, I want to talk about something that's been on my mind lately, the difference between a role model and a real model. Now, I know what you're thinking. Aren't those basically the same thing? And honestly, I used to think so too. But the more I reflected on it, the more I realized these two concepts are fundamentally different. And understanding that difference might just change how you approach personal growth and who you choose to look up to. So let's start with role models. We've all had them. Maybe it's a teacher who inspired you, a celebrity who seemed to have it all figured out, or even a family member who embodied the values you admire. Role models are people we at times put on pedestals. They represent the ideal version of success, character, and achievement that we aspire to reach. But there's this thing about role models. They often are more of a myth than a reality. We see the highlight reel, the polished version, the carefully curated image. We know their greatest hits, but rarely know their struggles, their failures, or even the 3 a.m. moments of doubt. The role models, by nature, exist in our minds at these most human, they just become these superhuman figures who seem to effortlessly embody everything we wish we could be. And there's nothing wrong with that. Role models can be incredibly motivating. They give us something to shoot for, a North Star to guide our decisions. When I think about role models that I had growing up, athletes who were invincible, leaders who appeared fearless, they pushed me to dream bigger and aim higher. But here's where it gets tricky. When we only see the polished version, we can develop what I like to call the highlight reel syndrome. We start comparing our behind-the-scenes struggles to someone else's carefully edited public persona. We wonder why we can't seem to get it together like they did. Why we're always making these mistakes that they seem to never make. Why the path feels much smoother for them and it's messier for us in those situations. And this is where real models come in, and they are considered for me the real game changers. A real model isn't someone who represents perfection. They represent authenticity. They're the people who show you not just what's possible, but they also show you the messy, difficult, and the human side of their actual journey. They don't hide behind their struggles. They share them. They don't pretend they have all of the answers. They show you how they navigated through all of that uncertainty. Think about the difference. A role model might be the entrepreneur who built a billion-dollar company and always seems to have a perfect soundbite about success. A real model might be an entrepreneur who built the same company, but also talks openly about the 3 years they didn't pay themselves, or the relationship that fell apart because of their obsession to work, or even the therapy sessions they had to have in order to help them realize they were trying to prove something to a parent who died 20 years ago. Both achieve the same external success, but one shows you the true destination while others only show you the actual journey. Complete with all the wrong turns, the flat tires, the moments of wondering if you should just turn around and just say, forget it. I think about my own life. Growing up, I had role models who seemed to glide through their challenges effortlessly. And when I inevitably faced those same kind of struggles, failure, rejection, moments of self-doubt, I felt like I was doing something wrong. Like maybe I just wasn't cut out for whatever it was that I was trying to achieve. But then I encountered some real models. People who said things like, yeah, I got rejected from that program too, and it crushed me for months. Or that business idea that I'm known for, it was actually my fourth attempt. You know, just the first three were just disastrous. Or I still have this imposter syndrome. I just learned to work with what I had instead of waiting for all of it to just go away. Suddenly, my struggles didn't feel like evidence that I was on the wrong path. They felt like evidence that I was on a human path. And the beautiful thing about real models is that they make growth feel accessible. When someone shows you their whole story, the messy middle parts, the setbacks, the times they wanted to quit, it doesn't diminish their achievements. If anything, it actually makes them more impressive because you understand what it actually is and what it took to get there. But here's what I've learned. We have to be intentional about seeking out real models because they're not always the loudest voices in the room. Our culture tends to amplify the polished, the perfect, the highlight reel. Real models often share their stories more quietly in small circles and conversations rather than presentations. And sometimes the most powerful real models are the people right in front of us. The colleague who admits they're struggling with work-life balance. The friend who talks honestly about their mental health journey. Or the parent who apologizes when they messed up instead of pretending they had it all figured out. I've started to think that maybe the goal isn't to choose between role models and real models, but to understand when each of them serve us best. Role models, they can inspire us, and they inspire us to dream bigger in order to expand our sense of what's possible. They can pull us forward when we're tempted to just give up and settle, right? But real models, they help us stay grounded in reality. They remind us that the extraordinary achievements come from ordinary humans doing extraordinary things. Work that's often difficult, sometimes boring, and always isn't perfect. They show us that the path to whenever we want isn't a straight line. And that's not the bug in the system. That's just a feature. The detours, the setbacks, the moments of confusion, they're not obstacles to overcome. They're part of the journey itself. So here's my challenge to you. Take a look at who you're looking up to. Are they mostly role models who are polished, perfect, seemingly effortless in their success? If so, it's okay. But consider also seeking out somebody who's a real model. Find someone who is willing to show you not just their mountaintop moments, but the valley of their experiences too. And maybe, just maybe, consider being a real model for someone else. Share your own struggles alongside your successes. Let people see that you're human, that you don't have it all figured out, that you're still learning and growing and sometimes failing spectacularly. Because the truth is, We don't need more perfect people to look up to. We need more real people to learn from. We need more stories that include the whole journey, not just the destination. The world has enough role models. What we need are more real models, people brave enough to be human in public, to show us the greatness inside that isn't about perfection, but about persistence, authenticity, and the courage to keep going, even when the path gets messy. And we will be right.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Back. Today's show is brought to you by Polished Custom Builders, where they specialize in building your dream into a reality through custom home building, renovations, and interior design. Check them out at polishcustombuilders.com, where the most beautiful house in the world is the one that you build yourself. And we are back. Now, let's speak directly to the men listening today, because I think this conversation hits a little different for us. We live in a culture that often tells us we need to have it all figured out, that vulnerability is weakness, that asking for help is somehow unmanly. We're taught to be strong, the silent type, to project confidence even when we're drowning in uncertainty. But here's what I've learned. This pressure appears to be killing us. Literally, men are 4 times more likely to die by suicide than women. And one of the biggest factors is our reluctance to ask for help, to admit that we're struggling, to show that we are human. We desperately need both role models and real models, but especially the real models. Men who are willing to say, "I don't have it figured out." Men who can admit that they've made mistakes, who can talk about their failures alongside their successes, who can show us that strength isn't just about never falling down, but it's about getting back up and being honest about our bruises. Think about the men in your life who've had the biggest impact on you. I bet it wasn't the ones who seemed perfect. It was probably the ones who showed you their scars, who admitted their mistakes, who demonstrated that being a man isn't about being invulnerable. It's about being brave enough to be real. Maybe it was a father who apologized when he messed up instead of doubling down. Maybe it was a coach who talked about their struggles with anxiety. Maybe it was a mentor who admitted that he was still learning, still growing, still trying to figure things out at 50, 60, and 70 years old. These real models don't diminish masculinity. They redefine it. They show us that true strength comes from authenticity, from being willing to admit when we're wrong, from asking for help when we need it, from showing up imperfectly but consistently. And gentlemen, we have a responsibility to be real models for the next generation. The young men coming up behind us are watching how we handle this pressure, how we deal with our failures, how we treat our struggles. They need to see that it's okay not to have all the answers, that it's okay to ask for help, and that it's okay to be human. In 1 Corinthians 4:9, Paul writes, "For it seems to me that God has put us apostles on display at the end of the procession, like those condemned to die in an arena. We have been made a spectacle to the whole universe, to the angels as well as to human beings." Paul understood something profound here, that leadership, that being an example, isn't about presenting a perfect image. It's about being on display in your humanity, in your struggles, in your imperfections. Paul didn't hide it from his weaknesses. He actually wrote about them. He didn't pretend to have it all together. He admitted his struggles. He was a real model, not just a role model. So men, we need to stop trying to be perfect and start trying to be real. We need to share our struggles, admit our mistakes, and ask for help when we need it. Not because it makes us weak, because it makes us human. And humanity, authenticity, and vulnerability, these aren't the signs of weakness. They're the signs of courage. That is it for today. Remember, just remember your journey with all of the twists, all of the turns is exactly what someone else needs to see to believe that their dreams are possible too. Until next time, this is Rob Manuel with the Double Edge Factor. And if you found this episode or even a few words value added, share it with just one person. The only way we grow this podcast is if you guys share it. The more you share, the greater impact we have on more listeners around the world. So hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode, or find the Double Edge Factor on linktree.com, where you can join that free email list and have access to all of our social media outlets. And as I always say, be a gentleman with your words, your thoughts, and your actions, and always find a way to be a blessing to someone else today.